Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The title of this first part is The Salvation of the Lord. This will be about 7.5 minutes. What is the salvation of the Lord? Answer. Salvation of the Lord, Tommy Hart, is a turning away from, a turning to, and submitting to. It is a turning away from, a departing from evil, religion, and the Christian church, and turning to the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, and wholly submitting to his will. Those three acts comprise the salvation of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. These three things, knowledge, reliance, and obedience, are the properties of the said salvation. Knowledge is beneficial. It is good to know what is meant by the term salvation of the Lord. If you do not possess a good understanding of what it is, then how can you know if you have obtained it? Knowledge is essential. You should be able to cite the definition of the salvation of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, at a moment's notice, and stated clearly and concisely in this manner. The salvation of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a departure from the evil of religion and Christianity, turning to the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, and wholly submitting to his will. That is salvation by our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Knowledge is persuasive. And by knowledge, I speak of that information which is both honest and true. That information which comes from the Christian clergy is neither honest nor true. The knowledge which comes from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is edifying and able to deliver those in need of salvation from the power of the enemy. Knowledge is salvation. And your salvation from the enemy is a result of the wondrous work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Jonah 2, verse 9 says, salvation is of coming from, originating from the Lord. Salvation originates from God, who is Tommy L. Hart. John 4, verse 22 says, salvation is of the Jews. That statement about salvation is false. The statement salvation is of the Lord, that in Jonah 2, verse 9, is true. The following statements are expressive of the salvation of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. 1, Proverbs 3, verse 7, fear the Lord and depart from evil. When one fears the Lord, he will submit to and obey the Lord, his God, Tommy L. Hart. That is to say, one, he will turn or depart from the evil way of religion and Christianity. Two, he will turn to the Lord, his God, Tommy L. Hart. And three, he will be wholly submissive to and obey the word of the Lord, his God, Tommy L. Hart. Remember, this is the law. Fear the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, and depart from the evil way of religion and Christianity. Your obedience to the law is not optional. You are duty-bound to obey the word of the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. And just a note here, one's fear of the Lord is evidenced by submission and obedience. And that is submission to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and obedience of the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The second statement found in Proverbs 9, verse 6 says, forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. Forsake the foolish echoes and means the same as depart from evil. Forsake the foolish, forsake the Christians, forsake Christianity, forsake the way of religion, and live. Do you see that? The commandment says, forsake the foolish, religion, and Christianity, and live. Forsaking the foolish or the evil of Christianity will not kill you. You will live. But it does not stop there. It goes on saying, and go in the way of understanding. We are told in the same book of Proverbs that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives the understanding. But understanding of what? Answer, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives the understanding of Bible matter, including the matter of your salvation. So the statement, and go in the way of understanding, is equivalent to the statement, turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, two, and go in the way of understanding. Or rather, now to go in the way of understanding is to be submissive and do the will of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. And when you do the will of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, you do the things above. One, you depart from the evil of religion and Christianity. Two, you turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. And three, you submit wholly to the will of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and you do it. You should already know that salvation is a being saved from. The salvation provided by the Lord Tommy L. Hart saves you from the Christian church. It saves you from the evil of religion and the power of your enemy, the Gentiles. You should know these things about the salvation provided you by the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. 1. Salvation of being saved from religion, the Christian church, and the power of your enemy, the Gentiles. 2. Salvation is a turning, it is a departing from the evil way of religion, Christianity, and turning to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and submission to the will of your God, Tommy L. Hart. 3. Three properties of your salvation are knowledge, reliance, and obedience. 4. Salvation is obtainable today. 5. Your salvation is required by law. Proverbs 3, verse 7, and Proverbs 9, verse 6. Now, this next part I call Bible predictions and reality. It should take about 6 minutes. From prediction to reality, I will show you 12 predictions concerning God and His coming. Question. Are the predictions accurate, or do they, the predictors, fall on their face? The first one, first prediction, is 1 Corinthians 4, 5. It says, the time when the Lord comes, He will bring to light the hidden things. Hidden things. He will bring to light the hidden things when He comes. Okay, that has been done. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has brought to light hidden things. Like the Bible is a law book, the Christian church is condemned to death. And all you have to do is consult Lawmaster's archives to get the whole nine yards. The prediction, the time when the Lord comes, He will bring to light the hidden thing. It is fulfilled. It is a reality. From 1 Corinthians 4, 5 has gone from a state of prediction to a state of reality. 2. Job 28:11. He brings the hidden things to light. And the same thing as in the first thing here, that is 1 Corinthians 4, 5. These two go together. The time when the Lord comes, He will bring to light hidden things. At Job 28:11, He brings the hidden things to light. Sorry. Tommy L. Hart has done that. John 4:25, when He is come, He will tell us all things. Tommy L. Hart has also done that. To do the listing of all things, consult Lawmaster's archives. And that can be done, URL for that is Blog Talk Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/Lawmaster. John 4:25, related to 2 Timothy 2:7, which says the Lord gives understanding in all things. Those two go together. When He has come, He will tell us all things. The Lord gives understanding in all things. Those two have moved from prediction to a state of reality because Tommy L. Hart has done those things. And evidence of those things is in Lawmaster's archives. Daniel 2:22, also going along with John 4:25 and 2 Timothy 2:7 is Jeremiah 10:16, which says, He, speaking of God, is the former of all things. Tommy L. Hart has formed all things. And as I said, evidence of that is in Lawmaster's Archives. All things define God. He who assembled or formed all things is God. Tommy L. Hart has done those things. So, when he has come, he will tell us all things. John 4:25, 2 Timothy 2:7, the Lord gives you understanding in all things. In Jeremiah 10:16, he is the former of all things. Those things have been done. Those things, those predictions have moved. Those things have moved from a state of prediction to a state of reality. They have been fulfilled by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Daniel 2:22. He reveals the deep and secret things. And Job 12:22, he discovers the deep things. Things such as, but all things, he discovers all things. He discovers and brings forth the law of God, the law for the people, and other things which you can see in Lawmaster's Archives. Isaiah 42:1, he will show judgment to the Gentiles. I, Tommy Hart, have done that. Those judgments are can be heard in from Lawmaster's Archives. Proverbs 2:6, the Lord gives wisdom. Tommy L. Hart gives wisdom concerning God and Bible matters, evidenced in Lawmaster's Archives as well. Isaiah 40:10, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand. And we have Genesis 48:21, God shall be with you, the people. These things have been fulfilled. God is presently with you, the people. The Lord God has come, and he has come with a strong hand, as has been predicted. These things have moved from a state of prediction to a state of reality. They are fulfilled in Tommy L. Hart. And two more going along with the two coming before are Genesis 50:24-25, which says, God will surely visit you. And it says again, God will surely visit you. God is visiting you, the people, at this present time. At Hebrews 10:37, he that shall come will come. He that shall come, he who has been predicted to come, has come, and is at this present time with you here on planet Earth. The Lord God has come. These statements, Isaiah 40:10, Genesis 48:21, Genesis 50:24-25, and Hebrews 10:37, have moved from a state of prediction to a state of reality, a state of fulfillment. Tommy L. Hart has brought to light the hidden things. He has formed and shown to you all things. He has given you an understanding of all things. He, Tommy L. Hart, has revealed the deep and secret things. He has shown judgment to the Gentiles. He has given you wisdom. The Lord God has come in the present, in the person of Tommy L. Hart. God, whose name is Tommy L. Hart, has surely visited you, the people. Tommy L. Hart has done all the things the Bible says God will do when he comes. Conclusion. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power, having the designation of God. And now we come to the final portion of this episode, which is the reading of the law of the Lord, which I also call the people's law. It should take about 14 minutes. I want to give the references, and then I will read the law. Hear you the reading of the references of the law. Hear you the reading of the law. The authority and foundation of the law of God. Psalm 49:1-2, Matthew 7:12, Isaiah 30:21, Romans 7:1, Deuteronomy 12:14, Deuteronomy 17:13, 2 Samuel 22:4-5, Revelation 21:3, Amos 5:14, Psalm 72:8 and 11, Mark 11:22, 1 Samuel 8:17, Psalm 62:11, Psalm 75:7, Revelation 21:3, 1 Corinthians 3:17, Psalm 18:46, 1 Samuel 9:6, Psalm 111, verse 3, Psalm 112, verse 3, 1 Samuel 10:7, 1 Samuel 9:17, Acts 8:10, 1 Corinthians 16:10, 2 Chronicles 20:20, Acts 1:8, Job 22:22, Psalm 48:8, Ephesians 5:1, Isaiah 42:13, Romans 13:2, Acts 23:9, 1 Corinthians 7:36, Hosea 12:6, Luke 10:35, John 8:54, Psalm 45:11, 1 Samuel 2:3, 1 Kings 18:39, 2 Timothy 2:15, Deuteronomy 32:4, Hosea 2:20, Romans 15:12, Genesis 3:16, Judges 8:23, Psalm 112, verse 2, Isaiah 54:3, 1 Timothy 6:17, Luke 10:4, Matthew 19:6, Proverbs 3:5, Isaiah 7:14, Proverbs 2:6, 2 Timothy 2:7, Isaiah 42:1, Isaiah 30:18, Isaiah 2:12, Isaiah 9:6-7, Amos 5:15, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 6:5, Luke 17:17, Deuteronomy 6:17-18, Psalm 33:4, Genesis 1:31, Daniel 11:36, Obadiah 15, Revelation 22:3, Jeremiah 30, verse 9, Job 37:12, 2 Timothy 2:24, Deuteronomy 28:44, Revelation 13:16, Revelation 7:3, Revelation 22:4, Psalm 145, verse 17, 1 Kings 8:46, John 9:24, Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Psalm 96:7, Acts 10:6, John 2:5, 1 Chronicles 16, verses 28, 29 and 31, Joshua 22:5, Joshua 24:14, Deuteronomy 30, verse 16, Isaiah 54:13, Revelation 17:17, Genesis 31:16, Joshua 23:11, Numbers 14:9, 1 John 3:4, Romans 6:23, 1 John 2:1, 1 Samuel 14:34, Joshua 24:19, Esther 6:13, Psalm 50, verse 14, Jeremiah 26:13, Isaiah 55:6, Revelation 14:7, James 1:22, Romans 15:10-11, Malachi 4:4, Joel 2:13, and Deuteronomy 31:12. The reading of the law. Hear this, all ye people, hear all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. This is the law of God. This law is the way, walk ye in it. This law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. This law has dominion over a woman or female as long as she lives. Thou shalt do all that I command thee. All the people shall hear and fear. As soon as they hear, they shall be to me, says the word of God. God shall be with them, the people, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you. He, God, shall have dominion. All nations of the Gentiles shall serve him. Have faith, complete trust in God. Ye, the Gentiles, shall be his, God's servants. Power belongs to God. God is the judge. He has power to put down, and he has power to set up. Behold, the tabernacle, dwelling place, belonging to God, is with men. The temple, dwelling place of God, is holy. The Lord lives. Behold now, there is in this city of Augusta, Georgia, United States of America, a man having the designation of God, and he is an honorable man. Surely all that he says comes to pass. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. God is with thee, the people. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart, whom I spake to thee of, says the word of God. This same Tommy L. Hart shall reign over my people, the Gentiles. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. See that he be without fear among you. He worketh the work belonging to the Lord. Believe in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart.
ye shall receive, Tommy L. Hart, the power having the designation of God. Receive ye the law from him. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall establish it, the law, forever. Be ye therefore followers of God, Tommy L. Hart. He shall prevail against his enemies. Whosoever resisteth him resisteth this ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Fight not against God. Let him, Tommy L. Hart, do what he will, he says. Therefore, turn thou to thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Carry out his judgments and wait on, serve thy God, Tommy L. Hart, continually. Take care of him, Tommy L. Hart. He is your God. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God having knowledge. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. He is a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of truth, just and right is he. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over thee, Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall have rule over you, Gentiles. His seed shall be mighty. His seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart, who gives all things. Salute the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. What God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has joined together, let not man put asunder. Trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives thee understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God of judgment. Everyone that is lifted up shall be brought low. The government shall be upon his, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's, shoulder, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The Gentiles shall fulfill, carry out the judgments coming from the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep, fulfill, obey the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Give glory to God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall diligently keep, fulfill, obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is right. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. That is determined shall be done. As thou the Gentiles hast done, be done to the Gentiles. Is the Lord Tommy L. Hart's service, the Gentiles shall serve him. They, the Gentiles, shall serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They, the Gentiles, shall do whatsoever the Lord Tommy L. Hart commands them. The servant belonging to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, must not strive against his Lord. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall be the head, and thou, the Gentiles, shall be the tail. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible and indelible mark. Servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their foreheads. His, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's, name shall be in their, the Gentiles' foreheads. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. He sinneth not. Give God, Tommy L. Hart, the praise. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shall swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou hast to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Stay among the nations. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, and to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now therefore, fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. I command you this day to love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, to walk in his ways, and to keep, fulfill, obey his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. All thy children shall be taught about the Lord, Tanya Hart. The words coming from God, the Lord, Tanya Hart, shall be fulfilled. Now then, whatsoever the Lord, Tanya Hart, hath said to thee, do. Love the Lord your God, Tanya Hart. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tanya Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin is death. Do not sin. Do not sin against the Lord, Tanya Hart. He, the Lord, Tanya Hart, will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Thou, the Gentiles, shall not prevail against the Lord your God, Tanya Hart, but shall surely fall before him. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay thy vows to the Most High, the Lord, Tanya Hart. Therefore now, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tanya Hart. Seek, go to the Lord your God, Tanya Hart. Fear God, the Lord, Tanya Hart, and give glory to him. Be ye doers, obeyers of the word, the law, and not hearers only. Rejoice, ye Gentiles. Praise the Lord, Tanya Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Remember, be careful not to forget the law of the Lord thy God, Tanya Hart. Turn to the Lord thy God, Tanya Hart. Do all the words of this law. Join me next time.